This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. The Venezuelan capital of Caracas lost power completely for a time Friday evening. Venezuela suffered its worst blackouts early this month and then another round of power outages that paralyzed commerce there this past week. Both the opposition and the government planned demonstrations on Saturday as they tried to resolve in a debilitating standoff in what was once Latin America's wealthiest country. Meantime, President Trump weighing in on Friday, calling Venezuela, in his words, a big, fat mess on a day when other White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a list of options, including economic sanctions, for dealing with the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. The U.S. Special Envoy to Venezuela said it would be a mistake for Russia to think they have a free hand in Venezuela. President Trump is threatening to close the southern U.S. border within days if Mexico does not stop illegal immigration. Ed Donahue has the story.
The president wants Mexico to immediately shut down illegal immigration.
We're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week.
This could impact trade with Mexico. Speaking from Florida, the president also wants Democrats to change immigration laws.
We have the worst. We have the weakest, the most pathetic, the most laughed at immigration laws anywhere in the world. They're the Democrats' laws. And I got stuck with them.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says closing the border would be an unmitigated economic debacle that could threaten 5 million U.S. jobs. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And South Korea announced on Friday President Moon Jae-in will be traveling to the U.S. next month for a summit with President Trump here in Washington. This is VOA News.